You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. Mount up with wings like eagles is the title of this devotion. Mount up, rise up. Rise up, as it says in, what is it, Isaiah 61, verse 1. Arise and shine out of prostration in which circumstances kept you, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Of course, that light is Christ's life being born into our innermost being, afresh and anew, continuously, constantly being inwardly renewed by that light of life in us. It says in John 1 that he is the light of life that enlightens every man coming into the world. What a glorious, glorious Savior we have in Jesus to want to light up everyone's life and to be able to show us the way. I want to take you to Isaiah 40. Phenomenal, phenomenal part of the scripture. That chapter is so important to study that chapter, but I'm going to read to you verse 29 through 31, okay? He gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. In other words, the young people who think they're invincible with all that energy and strength, even they can get to a place where they can't handle it anymore. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The mount up with wings like eagles is something that means a lot to the Lord. You see, Israel was an eagle among chickens, so to speak. And of course, there is a story about this eagle that was, as a babe, laid among the chickens and grew up. And the eagle thought he was a chicken because that's all he knew, chickens. And he hopped around together with the chickens, but his feet grew bigger and his beak grew bigger and his wings grew bigger. And he became bigger and bigger until they all kind of rejected him. And he was all by himself and said, nobody loves me. Nobody likes me. I'm awkward. I don't fit. I don't belong. And no, I don't fit. I'm not like them. And they're not like me. Why have you made me like this? And one day, the inherited gift of his conscience, of his instinct, as it would be with an animal, came up in him. And he spread out his wings and he mounted up from the chicken coop and realized he wasn't a chicken at all. And Israel was hidden among the chickens, the spirits of this world in Egypt. But he was an eagle, always was. And he didn't believe it anymore. He had been treated like a nobody, nothing. Like slaves, they'd been mistreated and they had been abused for some 400 years. And they believed they were slaves. They thought they were slaves. They acted like slaves. They lived like slaves. And yet the inheritance wouldn't leave them alone. The eagle of God's spirit and nature inside of them that he infused into Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was crying out within them to mount up out of this misery of slavery. And the day came when Moses says, come, let us arise. Let's mount up. Let's go up to the mountain of the Lord. And they said, oh, leave us alone. Leave us alone. You read this in Exodus chapter 6, but it said to Moses, leave us alone. And they said to him, leave us alone because of their cruel bondage and impatient spirit. Impatient, in other words, unless it happened like that, then they just couldn't have it. They couldn't walk the walk of faith to mount up. But the Lord had given Moses meekness and lowliness of heart like no other man on earth. And he knew how to walk with God through the fires of and the serpents and scorpions of the wilderness. And he kept walking through those evil trials and tribulations that came upon Egypt until the eagle rose up and came out of Egypt. And the Bible says that God brought them out of Egypt on eagle's wings. That's what it says. And that's what it means to God. For you and me not to hop around in this life as if we're just mere weaklings. No, we are sons and daughters. We're a holy priesthood. We're a kingly family. We are a special chosen generation. We are God's own possession. Read it in 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Oh, he who loved us and called us out of darkness into his marvelous light so that we might proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. And here the Lord wanted to remind his people, I will cause you to receive strength from my spirit. I will cause you to receive might from my presence. You shall walk and not faint. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall mount up with like wings like eagles. Now, come on. I really know this is the Lord speaking to you. That God says it's time to mount up. It's time to mount up. It's time to come into a new place of His grace, His favor, His blessings, His goodness. It's time to let go of the cowardice, downward gravity spirit of the flesh that says, oh, you can't, oh, you feel this, oh, you feel that, oh, you've gone through this, oh, you've gone the blues that the flesh sings. No, the hallelujahs the spirit sings. You have to choose to change your tune and let God put a new song in your mouth, as David says in Psalm 40. Let me read you something that the Holy Spirit really used to help me to embrace that eagle anointing of God, that anointing that mounts up above the storms of this life. Oh, Psalm 57, verse 1 and 2, read it and it will bless your soul, especially in Amplified. This the Lord used, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, how he conforms us to himself and that we change from glory to glory by his spirit in us. Oh, it's so powerful. And then he says this, therefore, chapter 4, verse 1 of 2 Corinthians, therefore, since we hold and engage in this ministry, what ministry? The ministry of the life-giving spirit, the renewing of the Holy Ghost, conforming us to his image. In us, this Holy Spirit of the Spirit of the Lord in us, since we engage in this ministry by the mercies of God granting us favor, benefits, opportunity, especially salvation, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion. When I read that here in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1 in the Amplified, it's like the Holy Ghost put that word inside of my heart. No, I'm not going to grow faint with weariness and exhaustion. And always I'm tired. When I came to live in Folkestone in 1988, I came to live in this town. I came to live here in 1989, but I had a crusade here in 1988. And when I came here, I just got tired. I mean, sleepy tired. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm pushing it a bit hard, you know. I was still young. I was, 28 years old, 28, somewhere like that. I was still young. But I was so tired. So I thought, okay, I better sleep a bit and catch up. I've used up all my reserves. So I'd sleep eight hours for about a week. And I was no better. And I thought, this has nothing to do with the lack of rest. This is a spirit of heaviness. And the Bible says he gives us a spirit of praise, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And I began to worship and praise the Lord. Yes. And my goodness, that exhaustion and weariness and tiredness came off of me. And I will not serve it. I will not serve it. I will not let it come on me. And it can be cloudy here and dark and gray and cold and wet. We're right by the sea. It can be so wet in the air, in the atmosphere, which makes it feel real chilly. I'm not going to let it depress me. the town is kind of withered away a bit with the economy, the way it's gone the last couple of years, and many of the shops are closed and everything. I'm not going to complain. No, I won't do it. I'm excited. I'm happy. And I'm not boasting of myself here. I'm talking about what I'm reading to you. Since we engage in this ministry by the mercies of God, of His life-giving Spirit in us, we do not get discouraged, spiritless, despondent with fear, or become faint with weariness and exhaustion. What I'm talking about to you today is mounting up with renewed strength that God gives, with renewed might in which He infuses you with that, that you rise up in newness of the Spirit. That you step out of bed in the morning and go, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will rejoice. I will. That's it. I've decided I'm going to rejoice and be glad. That is this might and the strength of the Lord that breaks the tiredness, that breaks the weariness, that breaks the heaviness. It loosens you from it. Secondly, listen. If we just live to indulge in the flesh, in its own appetites and desires and needs and wants, then we will suffer this weariness, this exhaustion and tiredness, because we are completely sowing to the flesh and its appetites, weaknesses and wants and needs. But if we sow, invest in the Holy Spirit in our life, we will not faint and grow weary. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 and 9 teaches this. God is not mocked. When a man sows, he will also reap. He who sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap life and peace. Therefore, do not grow weary in well-doing, for you will reap if you faint not. There is a choice we make in this life, to mound up with wings like eagles or keep hopping around with the chickens. Excuse the example. You need to decide, no, I wasn't made to just hop around on this earth. What can I eat? What can I enjoy? What can I? No, I wasn't made for that. I was made your will, your kingdom, your glory. To thine be the kingdom and the power and the glory. I was made for glory and honor. I was made for mounting up with wings like eagles. I'm not made to be a chicken. I'm made to be an eagle. I don't mean to be amusing by using this metaphor. I'm trying to make a serious point here. We really have to decide to mount up, but then you've got to sow to the Spirit. Many years ago, in those early 90s, I would come home from traveling. I was traveling constantly, nonstop, in the 80s and 90s, and also in the 2000s. I'd travel nonstop. And bless Virginia, had to raise the kids by herself and do the church often with me gone. And she had to just do everything by herself. When often we were under horrendous pressure in many different ways. And she never complained. But when I would come home from a trip, I was kind of looking forward to be with Virginia and enjoy our sweetness together. But when I came in, it's like all hell broke loose. It was just stress and pressure. And then often there was contention and we had to just be quiet and not allow it in the house to hurt our children. Come on, parents. When you feel contention, do not let that break through and harm your children. You have to hold your character a bit. But anyway, and I prayed, I said, Lord, I want to come home and enjoy sweetness with Virginia, but this pressure, I'm holding and I'm okay, Lord, but I don't want to live this way. I want to mount up with love and joy and happiness, Lord. I don't want to just maintain. I don't want to just survive. Please, Lord, help me, help me. And I read this scripture in Isaiah 40. I was just reading the Bible. And I tell you, you want God to speak to you, read His word and He'll talk to you. I read the scripture and I read this Isaiah 40, verse 31, and mounted with wings like eagles. And God spoke to my spirit. When you come home, you put your wings up. When you go out to minister, you put your wings up. As in, no wonder. Ding, Look, I woke up to my insensibility, to my hardness of nature. Paul talks about the blindness of the darkness of our own nature that causes us not to be able to even see the obvious. He talks about that in Ephesians. You want to know what that is? I feel some of you go, where's that, Pastor? Where's that? Here. It is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Okay, Ephesians 4, 18, 19. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that's in them, because of the blindness of their heart, being past feeling and so forth, and the hardness of the heart. I mean, it was obvious to anybody, but not to me, until the Word of God opened my understanding. And I went, wow, Masbach, wow. And from that moment, my life changed. And like I would prepare myself to come to you today with this devotion or to go to any podium to minister to the precious souls, I tell you, I prepare myself every morning before Virginia gets up. I'm up an hour and a half, 2 hours before she gets up, and reading the Word. I'm praying and worshiping. And by the time I wake her up, my wings are out. My wings are out, and she comes out under those wings of His love, His Spirit, His Word, His Spirit. It's not that I'm quoting. No, I'm just bringing her a cup of tea and just being sweet and being helpful. Come on, be normal. Be holy, normal. Be heavenly, normal. Be full of the glory and power, normal. Amen? And express it in love and kindness and laying down your life to serve. And the atmosphere in the house has changed. Oh, my goodness. We just can't be apart. We're best friends. We have such sweetness together. We're married over 38 years, and we couldn't be more in love. And it's getting better every day because the Spirit is giving life and the wings. Come on, we are supposed to live under the wings. The wings of His holy presence, the wings of His anointing, the wings of His goodness and mercy that never fails to be sufficient and fresh and new every morning. Come on, let's see the Lord cause you to mount up with these wings of His Spirit and power. I pray right now, Father, that Your Holy Spirit wings are over this household that is sharing this time with me today. And that there comes such grace, such a presence of Your power, such a blessing of peace and joy and love and friendship and goodness, and Your provision and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good day.